Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Tiak just said the most one, and I'm not ready, but I can, okay. Oh. Is it what we think it is?
Yes, it is.
It is? Okay, well, what's that?
Best day of my life.
Sing a song or something. What is this called?
What?
This is going to be the best day of my life. Because it's your best.
You don't know what it's called?
It's controversial rankings, right?
Yes.
I don't have the thing for
what
it.
What are you talking about? Yes, you do.
But it's not. Okay. Do you want me to explain?
Move it somewhere.
No.
Do you guys understand how the radio station works? You know what I want to do? You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to pick a day.
No.
I'd like to pick a day where each one of you sits where I sit.
No.
And has to keep these balls and plates on their little sticks in the air. Like a magic little seal that I am.
I haven't said anything about it, so.
Aaron, you are excused from duty.
I will get fired.
You snot-nosed Bradhead.
I will get fired.
Great.
Because everything will break.
Great.
He says dumb things, but this is dumber.
Here we go.
He says he's got data and he's crunched the numbers. But he doesn't even know any scientists, and he gets real mad when we call these lists. It's TX controversial rankings.
We really got to learn that one.
I'm very excited about this because this is an exclusive. The first time we've ever done this.
Well, all of them are kind of exclusive because they've been as dumb as bread.
But this is the first time that we're going to revisit a list. Last year.
Okay, I have not stopped thinking about last year's this whole time because of number one. Every time I see what was
last
number one.
Last year's what? The Christmas treats?
Yes.
Christmas treats.
Yes. I have not stopped thinking about it.
Okay. I think I remember listening to this prior to being on the show and being very upset with you over number one.
Now,
hold on. Johnny, no long or short-term memory over here. Do you?
He had them on his kitchen island when we went over to take the pajama pictures. They were there. And I was
whatever
like,
his number one treat was?
Yes.
But here's the thing. We're revisiting it, but they are new rankings. They are updated for this year.
So the Slacker Show research team, not scientists.
Right. Well, some are in school, but.
has come up. Was the reason we went back because, like Aaron, there was a lot of pushback? There was a lot of people who were like, your number one is dumb as hell.
There was pushback, but also the times change.
Yeah.
The numbers change. They need recrunching every year. So first off, I have two things that fell off of the list.
Oh, okay.
From last year.
So refresh my memory. These are things you eat during Christmas.
You enjoy. Treats you enjoy. during the Christmas season.
Just so it sounds like you expanded it a little bit. I thought it was just treats last year, no?
It is treats. Treats.
But it's not, things you enjoy. So to me, it was like...
Because he said eat. He said eat. It's
not always a turkey.
Eat. No. There might be drinks on the list as well. The things you enjoy during the Christmas season.
Like a gotcha.
Yeah. Okay.
So it is just Christmas treats.
Christmas treats.
Okay.
Do we want to spoil what the number one last year was?
Has it changed?
We'll see.
Yeah, I don't think we should. I guess we could say what it was last year.
People were so mad last year. I don't remember anything about it.
Okay.
Were they all sweet or were they some sweet and savory?
Was it so dumb last year?
I don't think it was dumb because here I am seeing it all the time and it makes me happy every time I see them.
Can I say what I think it was?
Okay.
Was it red and green M&Ms?
Red and green M&Ms was number one last year.
I remember wanting to punch you and I didn't know you yet.
Oh my God, that's the worst thing.
No, there's nothing. It's a classic. You see them and you're like,
is it?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
They taste the same.
It doesn't matter. They're red and green together in one bowl and it's just so jolly.
Thank you. A holiday party without them.
Aaron has lost the plot.
What? I haven't been able to stop thinking about him since last year.
What's going on over there?
Nothing.
No, tell me what's going on. Did he pay you? Did he drug you?
No.
Yeah.
Is he holding someone you care about hostage?
No.
What is going on? Red and green M&Ms is the dumbest choice. It better
so
be one of the ones.
And it's so classic.
Thank you.
You know what red and green M&Ms taste like? Yellow and blue M&Ms.
That's exactly the colors I was thinking.
Okay.
God, we're still insane. Something going on over here?
We're synergized.
Are you on drugs?
All right. So it's
first off,
treats.
Yes. So what fell off the list from last year? Number 9 was sugar plums and did not make the list this year. Sugar
and thank
plums.
God.
Because what you've never had one
sugar plums.
Have we figured out what those are?
We haven't.
That was
it's
the
like,
main
isn't
reason.
Isn't that in a Pink Floyd song
sugar
or something?
Sugar plum fairies.
Yeah, everyone knows the fairies, but not really the food.
It's a traditional old-fashioned candy made by coating a seed, nut, spice, or piece of dried fruit, like a cherry or prune, in many layers of hard sugar through panning.
Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah. So it's off the list this year.
Thank God.
And also, a heavy hitter from last year, number 4, which is pretty high up, the Little Debbie Christmas tree cakes are off the list.
I've seen a lot of data around that this year.
I have seen
data.
Yeah.
Data?
Yeah.
But either where?
Oh.
Everywhere.
Lots of
people like
reels.
It?
Well, there's big ones. There's little ones. There's people angry about them.
But they
there's
just
people
taste...
making them at home, making them gluten-free.
Yeah. And to be honest, I haven't seen them in the stores yet.
Wow.
What?
So unable to get a good reading. They're off the list. From 4 to off the list.
Okay.
We'll start at number 10.
Nope. We've run out of time. Okay. I got to say, this might be the first 3... consecutive radio break controversial
three.
Rankings because we've already taken so much time.
Number one.
Okay. I mean, get
it
started
again.
And I may have to stop you at 7.
Number 10 is even. It was number 10 last year. Candy canes.
Yeah.
Pretty terrible overall. Really only good for putting on the tree. And it's nostalgic. It's a classic. So it deserves a spot. But
don't say they're bad.
Yeah, they're delicious.
They're not your top choice.
Yeah.
When you're going through the candy in a stocking, I'm not picking a candy cane.
I'm probably cracking it open right there and eating it.
100%.
Really?
Whoa. Oh, yeah. And I'm just, I suck on it until it's like a shiv.
And then you just kill someone.
Stab. Anybody who goes red and green M&Ms are great. You stab them in the jugular and let them bleed out.
It did get some negative points for violence.
Right.
On the left.
Right. Okay.
On the
Can I just, as long as we're just going to extend this thing in perpetuity, I just saw a video. I don't know what it is. You guys have probably seen this couple, but I'm brand new to it. It's this guy who kind of cooks, but his girlfriend or wife films him. But she's got this voice and she's just always like, oh my God, that's so amazing.
No.
Never.
It's like a fun little couple. And like he melted a bunch of the little peppermint discs.
Yeah.
Okay. Like on a pizza stone and made a bowl out of that, which was dope. But then he put butter in a pan and put popcorn in the pan and put some of the peppermint things in there, and then it all popped, and some of the kernels were like reddish, so it was like peppermint popcorn, and then he served it in the bowl that he made out of the things.
That's cute.
Are you okay?
It just looks so good. They're like thinking about candy canes makes me want peppermint popcorn.
I have peppermint almonds in my office.
Say less, get out of the room, come back with nothing less than peppermint almonds. And keep, you know what you also have?
Okay.
You have Halloween candy that's regular M&Ms, and it tastes exactly like red and green.
Yeah.
Are there Halloween M&Ms?
They're just the regular. They're just mini M&Ms.
That's exactly my point. They don't make special ones for Halloween, but they do for Christmas.
They do for Easter. They do for
Easter. And those ones are great too because they're pretty pastels.
They're not. They're
You can get your name on some of them.
You guys, for real, this is going to be the world's longest controversial rankings.
Number 9, which fell from 8 to 9, fell a spot, Gingerbread. Kind of out this year.
Should
a little
be
bit.
Off the list.
Gingerbread no. in general, the house or just anything gingery?
You got to put them together because there's the gingerbread men, gingerbread women. There's also
gingerbread
the houses,
children.
Gingerbread. Yeah, you can make what gingerbread mousse. I don't know, whatever. But
ginger snap cookies.
Yes.
That's but not gingerbread.
All
that's
gingerbread.
Totally different. And the oh my God, here comes my 90th tangent. The ginger snaps at Whole no, World Market.
Oh, World Market.
They're in a red tin.
World Market.
And they're like little. They're so
look,
thin.
I'll
oh
take
my God,
a ginger
I'm gonna
snap.
I'll buy them tonight.
I don't want a gingerbread.
Okay.
Interesting.
Okay. Right. Hey.
Then Erica's right. It fell a spot. And okay. I'm glad you brought up World Market. It's going to get another mention.
Oh.
Number 8, which fell from 7 to 8, peppermint bark.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's pretty good when the big chunks of it,
that
you know, the
higher.
White.
Is it dark chocolate or milk chocolate? It's always dark chocolate on the peppermint bark, and
I
don't like
it. I think
it.
It's milk.
I think I've seen both. I don't remember which
just,
one
it,
I like
it
more.
It always seems very dark, and I know dark chocolate is better for you. Blech. I'm not a fan of dark chocolate.
Have you guys ever had the Williams Sonoma peppermint bark?
No.
No.
It's so good.
I'm going to World Market. You get your ass to Williams Sonoma.
I don't
Aaron,
even know.
Go get me the almonds. Everybody, we meet back here in 5 minutes.
Okay. Well, that's not a work.
So we got 3 done right there?
Yes.
We'll complete this list tomorrow.
No.
We'll get as far as we can
okay.
coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
The question that I have, we're in the middle of a controversial ranking, and it took so long, I think we have to reset and play the song again.
No, no.
He sure. says dumb things, but this is dumber. He says he's got data, he's crunched the numbers. But he doesn't even know any scientists, and he gets real mad when you call his list. It's THAC's Controversial Rankings.
Wow. We learned it already.
We did.
Yay.
He's doing Christmas treats. No, no, no. Stop your angry text. This isn't a repeat from last year,
right.
You
nope.
moron. He has updated the list.
I have. Yep. Sugar plums fell off from last year. So did the Little Debbie Christmas tree cakes. If anyone's seen them in any stores, please text in. Because I
even
have
if
not
you
seen
them in
yet.
The store, the reason they're in the store is because nobody bought them.
Mm.
Know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah. Number 10 was candy canes. That remained even.
Okay.
Gingerbread fell from 8 to 9, and peppermint bark fell from 7 to 8. Those okay. are the bottom 3 of the updated list.
Okay. Last year, was it all edible?
Yes.
Okay. And this year, you're saying there may be some dark horses coming in.
It's all
in.
Edible. You just keep saying food, and there may be a drink on the list.
Was there a drink last year?
Yes.
Okay.
That's not edible. That's drinkable.
It's edible.
You don't call a drink edible.
Okay,
you know
but
we
it
were going to try
is.
To power through
hey man,
and
just
get
let
them all
it go.
Done? You don't call a drink edible. Is that, do you really call that an edible?
I'm just saying it won't kill you. Edible means it won't kill you.
No, that's not what it means. It means
it's
you eat
edible.
It. Eat ed. Okay. Ed. Okay. Edible.
Number 7. Our first new entry to the rankings.
Let's go.
Figgy pudding.
Get out of here.
Dude.
Get out of here.
I know. It seems shocking.
Do you know what it's called? It's called controversial ranking. So
I know.
Sometimes he's the guy doing the controversy for controversies.
Oh, bring us some figgy pudding. Oh, bring us some figgy pudding. Oh, bring us some figgy pudding. Uh-huh. And bring it right here. Does it sound like they're confused about their feelings about figgy pudding?
Why did you just sing at us like we were so stupid?
That song, after crunching the numbers, is enough to give it the number 7 spot.
Figgy pudding looks disgusting, by
the way. It kind of looks like a fruitcake.
Yeah.
But I also am, I think that was my first time hearing that verse of that song.
What?
Oh, no, that's definitely in there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, but wow. I just, some figgy pudding.
They're very... very direct. Yeah. Very, bring it now.
Right here.
Yeah.
Oh. It sounds good though. It has like orange and raisins.
It does not sound good.
Okay, I have to interrupt. We have breaking news.
What?
There's breaking news. There is an outbreak of old women being run over by reindeer.
Oh my god.
What? Oh. Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Sing it out of Becky's voice, stupid.
You don't just use a song as evidence. No grandma's ever been run over by a reindeer, and no child ever said, bring us some figgy pudding. Oh my god, that was close.
You almost said it.
They say it 3 times in the song. That song is
in
more often than Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, because
I don't even know what song that is.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Okay.
Have you had figgy pudding?
No.
Yeah, exactly. It has the Slacker Show research team. I bet not.
It's why it's shocking.
303-222-5423. If you would like TAC removed, if you'd like to comment on figgy pudding, this is your spot. That's the most controversial thing you've ever done.
Yeah.
It's also known as Christmas pudding, if you haven't heard of figgy pudding.
So. Okay. I'm gonna take
Seems like a pretty big party.
I feel like you deserve a butt whipping.
Okay. Number 6. I'm glad we can all agree. Moving on to number 6.
Who agreed?
This is the biggest drop that we've seen in the list.
No. I really hope it's the M&Ms.
No.
This was number 2 last year.
Hot chocolate?
And now it's 6. The Reese's peanut butter tree.
I need you. No. I need you to go.
No. Our data, I know. No. The data shows everyone overdid it on bats and pumpkins this year.
No, only had like 3.
And the movement's been slower on the trees this year. I'm here to tell
the
numbers.
No, they even have like little Santas or like the people. Or maybe they're
nutcrackers. Maybe they've increased characters and the trees have fallen.
Diluted the brand a little bit. Diluted the brand.
I think it's fine.
I hate you, by the way.
It's more options for me. So.
I don't know that I'm gonna participate anymore.
I don't
remember
know
how I was coming around to this.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think his controversial rankings might be something we need to do on the show more often. This is the last one. I truly believe this is the last one.
I usually love this, but.
No, dude, you've overthought the controversial part of it.
I don't
think. Now you're ranking.
Okay. I crunched the numbers.
What number are you on right now?
That was number 6. If it was my list, it would be different, but I'm here to just.
Right.
I love it when he does the whole, oh my God, it's out of my hand.
Hey guys, do you want to rank T-Hacks?
Controversial.
Oh my gosh.
Might be a year in review coming up. Okay, right. That's not terrible.
We're in the top 5. This rose from 6 to 5. It's good to see him in the top half. Hershey's Kisses.
Yeah, okay.
I usually like you.
The commercial's iconic.
The commercials! Hello?
The bells.
It's a regular kiss.
But it's not because they're red.
And he does the.
Oh my God, what are you talking about? I've never seen this commercial.
Yes, you have.
Where the kisses
And they're doing the hand bells.
Yeah.
And they're like, bling, bling.
But they don't make that noise in real life.
No, they don't. And they just taste like a regular kiss. There's nothing Christmas about them other than they change the color of the packaging.
The peppermint ones are different.
Those are so good.
Those are good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he didn't say that.
I know.
He just said
Hershey's Kisses. We all, 3 of the 4 knew the commercial. Text in if you know the commercial. Number
303-222-5423. I'm the one in charge of keeping the show moving forward. And I've allowed you this much rope. I think we're going to have to end it here.
No.
And people will have to get the other five or four somewhere else.
There's no. four more.
How about you get your own damn radio show? Okay. And then you can do the rest of your stupid list there. You want to do it that way?
It's data driven, first of all.
Here's the thing. He's already told us which things fall off, right?
Right.
So that means so far he's got stupid things in there and he just put Kisses in there. M&M's is still coming, which is going to upset you and I.
I do recognize the commercial.
Yeah.
There also, I said two things fell off. So far, only one new addition. Right. So that means there's still a new.
Yeah, but you're still going to leave M&M's in there with Kisses. Kisses should have fallen off.
I'm not doing anything. Okay. The data is bearing it out and I'm reporting it.
If 50 people say keep going at 303-222-5423, we'll keep going.
Okay.
Otherwise, T-Hack.
Come on, B.
Pack your crap.
Oh my God.
Come on.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Enough people said they wanted to hear the rest.
So. Yeah. Yes.
So it's the end of the...
I know two
he
out of the four.
No, dumb things, but this is dumbers. He says he's got data, he's crunched the numbers. But he doesn't even know any scientists. And he gets real mad when you call these lists.
It's T-Hack's Controversial Rankings.
Do the quick recap.
These are the Christmas treats, the updated version. Sugar plums and Little Debbie Christmas trees cakes fell off from last year. 10 was candy canes. 9, gingerbread, peppermint bark at 8. A new addition at number 7 with figgy pudding.
Oh my gosh, that's I'm angry people, all over again.
People are up in arms about that one.
Okay, I didn't write the song. Number 6 was the Reese's peanut butter trees.
Should be higher.
That is
the song isn't data.
The song
we
is
wish
not
you
data.
A Merry Christmas, bring us some figgy pudding and bring it right here is what they say. They're very very aggressive. And number 5 was the Hershey's Kisses from the famous commercial.
Right. Which I do know.
So like by this math, it's like, oh, Jersey Mike's has a new red or green wrap around right. their sandwiches. Oh, Jersey Mike's made the list because they're wrapping them in red or green. It's still the same Jersey Mike's. Yes, Kisses are good. Yes, M&M's are good. They're not better when they're red or green. Especially with the Kisses because it's just the foil. It's just the foil.
That commercial first aired in 1989. Wow. If Jersey Mike's brings out the red wrapping paper for over... that much.
That's like 35 years.
I'm sorry. Did anyone notice what just happened there? However long that was that he couldn't do the math. This is the man we trust to crunch the numbers. Oh, he doesn't know how far 89 to 2025 is.
The research
I only
team.
Know 89 was nearly 36 years ago because mm-hmm. of
36.
Taylor Swift.
Okay. Once you've hit 30 plus years, you belong on the list. Number 4. Up from 5 to 4, Christmas cookies.
And then he does something like that, which is just such a wide swath.
You mean like the decorated ones?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, you guys.
The Christmas cookies.
My mom is like a master cookie decorator. I should have had her bring some.
Oh, they're so good.
You guys want me to bring some of my cookies in?
Yeah. I don't know, man.
I make a peanut butter cookie with a Snickers inside. Which is
Snickers, not a Hershey's.
Oh, not a kiss on top?
That doesn't that
it's
that
not data. Red or green.
What do you have on Erin? You've got something on her.
Yeah.
You've got naughty pictures of her or
Ew.
Something. Because she should not be on your team.
I
right
think
now.
Erin respects that I'm just here trying to tell the truth and I'm being personally attacked when it's not my personal feelings. And I think she understands that.
Erin, is that accurate?
For the most part, this list I resonate with the most. I do think the Reese's one should be higher up, but far higher.
And about the figgy pudding?
It's called Christmas pudding.
Oh my gosh, Erin, get out. I've kicked everyone out now.
Okay, all right.
Number 3, our final new addition.
Sorry, I forgot what was 4.
Oh, no.
4 was Christmas cookies.
Oh, right, just the generic iced ones that you decorate at home.
Okay, cool.
No, that means M&M's is still at the top 2.
Oh my God, I'm going to...
A new addition, the previously mentioned World Market. That was like 3 hours ago, I think, when
and it didn't even make
that.
The thing. It's their ginger snap cookies are the bomb if you've never had them. Just leave one container for me. Where's the closest one to here? Park Meadows?
Probably. You don't know to here.
Yeah, there's one down there.
Yeah, right by Guitar Center.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Hey guys.
Okay.
Back to
okay, number 3.
I just need one tin of the damn things.
A new ad. I'm glad you're bringing up the word tin because this is the Danish butter cookie, round blue tin.
Yeah.
And there are layers and layers of them.
Oh!
My God.
That was maybe a personal feeling. I shouldn't disclaim that.
Yeah.
Are they just a butter cookie, though? Are there, none of them have any other flavor, right? They're just different shapes.
We just learned too much about
them. Yeah. Some are like coated in sprinkles, right?
Yeah.
The like they all kind of have
the sugar. The
I ate 100 of them.
Like
last
you could eat a layer. Like you sit there and you're like, oh man, I might as well eat these last six to get down to the next layer down.
Exactly. And we've recently started to go to World Market and get the real deal, actual from Holland or whatever. Like the real.
It's life-changing.
Yes.
I don't think I can look at Tia. I know,
because he's actually dug himself out of a little hole right here.
Right.
But the next two are just going to make us all, like, World Market, you owe us some money because we've just given you plugs out the wazoo. Yeah, drop some cookies. Yeah.
We're on our third blue tin for this season.
Wow. Oh.
Number two, which rose from 3 to 2 last year.
Yeah. Oh, my.
You remember?
I know that, yeah.
You're telling me.
He's leaving it. Yeah, it's...
Hot cocoa at number two.
I respect that, but I don't respect what's about to happen.
What's Christmas without hot cocoa?
No, you know what? There's so many. Do you know how many people do like that? What's it called? The wassail or whatever?
Huh?
Yes.
Like or the mulled wine.
Yes.
Where you just like warm stuff up and it's just like, or the cider, like, and you're just like,
hot
and the caramels
cider.
Come out. Yes. And you like, and even at your house, you do the hot apple cider and then you had like caramel vodka or something that day.
We did.
Oh my God, it was so good.
A little caramel vodka, yes.
But instead, you got hot chocolate, like I'm five.
Well,
the wassailing and the hot cider leans a little fall for the numbers. It leans a little fall. It's in between, just not enough to rank on either, unfortunately.
Yeah, and hot chocolate you only drink at Christmas.
Well, we have run out of time, so we all know what number one is, and I don't want to hear you say it.
The most classic holiday treat of all time.
What is wrong with you?
It's not Christmas without this. You go to a Christmas party and they don't have. Imagine them putting out the regular version of these.
Gross.
Disgusting.
Imagine putting out these.
Thank you.
Period.
Another iconic commercial.
Yes.
Really?
Santa?
He does exist. They do exist.
Number one, the defending number one repeats from last year. The red and green M&Ms.
Bye.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.